97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
A little musical interlude here on a Friday evening. That is the legendary keyboard work and organ work of Rick Wakeman, who is with the band Yes, of course, did a lot of solo stuff, worked with David Bowie and many other artists. His final one-man solo tour is coming to the Sheldon on October 20th. And Rick Wakeman has been nice enough across the pond to stay up late for us here on a Friday evening. Rick, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
I'm very well indeed, thanks. It's I'm wide awake. I've been at it all day.
By the way, the Sheldon is an amazing venue here in St. Louis.
It is.
The acoustics are great. Have you played there before? Do you remember?
I have. I love it. It's a great place.
What do you remember? Let me start with some St. Louis questions, because I feel I grew up in Chicago before I moved here, and certainly I think Yes was on my, as a young kid, on my musical radar. But I felt like Yes was a bigger deal here in St. Louis because of the legendary radio station that still competes against me, which is KC95. Do you have an appreciation for what radio did in the 70s and 80s for Yes and for Rick Wakeman?
Certainly, Yes and prog rock and myself, we would never, ever have succeeded in the way we did without radio then. It was just so amazing. I mean, I remember when I first came to America in 1971, I mean, British radio was appalling, to put it bluntly. And so to come to America and hear FM radio was just astonishing. And of course, there was, back in the early 70s, jocks had so much freedom with what they could play. So everywhere you went, you heard different music because you heard the music that different jocks would play that they liked, that they did. And there's no doubt about it that America was responsible for, shall we say, the advancement of certainly of prog rock, in fact, of rock in general, because radio-wise was just so far ahead of everybody.
Yeah, you know, I didn't start. My first rock radio gig was 1984, 1985, and everybody thought, I love your point about, you know, the disc jockeys playing their own music, because there was a period where they did that. By the time, unfortunately, I got into it, I think I may have had one song an hour that I could do, which, you know, wasn't too bad, but there was a lot more freedom in the 70s.
No, I'm just going to say, no, you're dead right. I mean, it did stop a bit when formatted radio came in, you know, and that was, I mean, that was, I understood why it happened, because you're pandering to the advertisers,
yeah,
and things, and which where the money comes from, you're pandering to the commercials. But it was a great shame that, because I think the majority of the English rock bands or British rock bands would never have succeeded, would never have succeeded in America without radio.
Yeah, that's amazing, and I think we have an appreciation for that. But your story is interesting, because you never really wanted to be in a rock band, right? You were classically trained on the piano, weren't you?
Yeah, I was trained to be a classical pianist. I got my degree and everything in classical music, but I loved rock music, and I loved music. And one of the things I wanted to do was I couldn't understand why the two genres were so far apart. And I thought, surely there's got to be a way of joining these together. You know, because it's just music at the end of the day. And that's what I set out to do with, you know, making rock albums, but with a sort of a classical bent to them, and using orchestras and classical musicians. And I love doing that, and still enjoy doing that to this day.
Well, and, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I just saw for the first time, I'd never seen Jeff Lynne in ELO. And I love, you know, I love bands that have keys. I love bands that have horns, you know, which is amazing as well. And that, you know, I think maybe that went away for a little bit in the 90s, but certainly I feel it's back right now.
It did. And it is, there's no doubt about it. It is coming back. People are using other instruments and bands. It's becoming more interesting to a lot of extent, and it's healthy. That's really, really good. You know, I know Jeff very well, and ELO were always just in their own field. Not only were unique, but ahead of their own game, which was great.
Absolutely. Look, I love Wikipedia. Maybe some of the stuff isn't true, but I noticed a note about Rick Wakeman on your Wikipedia page. It says, in 1963, at 14, Wakeman joined the Atlantic Blues, a local blues group that secured a year's residency at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Club in Neasden. I don't see that on rock bios very often, that you played a mental rehab clinic for a year, Rick Wakeman.
Yeah, it was, you know what, it was interesting. I was, 14, and we played at... it was a club specifically for Down syndrome kids. And what was interesting back then, I mean, how people treat mental illness and disability now is a lot different back then.
Yeah.
Back then in the 60s, 50s and 60s, they locked people away. So these kids were brought out to come to this club and we would play for them and they were just wonderful. And I learned so much about the Down syndromes and the kids, and they were just absolutely lovely. And it's interesting that one of the things I want to do, it's funny you should mention that, is that the drummer of that band, Atlantic Blues, his name was Ken Holden. He died 3 days ago.
Oh.
He lived in South Africa, and he died, and he was, crikey, 80, something like that, 84, 85, something. And I thought, you know what I'd like to do in his memory? I want to put together a band. I'll call it the Atlantic Blues again, and I'll do one show in England to raise money for the Down syndrome charity.
I love that.
In his memory. And that is, I mean, obviously it's only a few days since he passed away, but that is something that I intend to do next year.
Well, that's amazing, and I'm glad I brought it up. Did you by any chance, so here's a random name here from St. Louis, speaking to someone who just passed away. Did you know Bob Heil from St. Louis area, who created the Heil Talk Box? He was a big pipe organ guy. That's why I thought maybe you might be familiar with him.
Yeah, I do know that. I know the name. I don't know whether I met him or not. I can't remember, certainly the name, yeah.
Well, he was kind of a legend because he really was a pioneer in audio. He went on the road with the Grateful Dead in the early 70s. He became the guy that was really responsible for greater amplification, you know, stadium amplification with big speakers, which wasn't around, as you remember, in the 60s, certainly.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I know him, but I never got to meet him, but he is a sort of as the old expression goes, a legend in his own lunchtime, you know.
Absolutely.
With what he achieved and what he did.
Well, tell me about you got a new album out. Tell me about the show, what people will see here. You're coming to the Sheldon on October 20th. It's going to be a magical night. What's the show going to be about?
It's a mixture of music that I've been involved with over the years. Obviously, some Yes stuff. There's some of my stuff. I do some Bowie stuff, which I was involved with, and also Cat Stevens. A few surprises. I throw in some other influences. There's some Beatles stuff, which I do in a very strange way, which is good fun. Intermixed with lots of completely silly stories, of which they all have a small element of truth to them.
Well, I love that. Now, you mentioned I'm kind of glossing over a big part of your career because before Yes, you were a studio musician. You played with some of the names you just mentioned, David Bowie, Cat Stevens. You played on some of these great songs like Space Oddity, et cetera, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was a great period of time I did. And I've remained friends with a lot. I mean, obviously, I was friends with David up until when he passed away. You know, I'm great friends with the Sabbath boys, especially Ozzy, because I did Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, and I also... an album that I love that I played on, which was Ozzy Osbourne's Osmosis album, which I think is just a brilliant album. To me, that's prog metal. It's a great album. And Ozzy and I remain good friends. He sang on a track of mine called Buried Alive on an album called Return to the Center of the Earth. I played with Elton John. I did the organ for Elton John on Madman Across the Water. It was just a wonderful period of time. And I met some wonderful people, of which those that are still with us, I'm pleased to say, are still friends.
That's amazing. Rick Wakeman, thank you so much for doing this with me. He's coming back to St. Louis on October 20th. The Sheldon, as I mentioned, a great venue. We really appreciate you. Are you on tour right now, or are you kind of on a break?
No, I'm going to Italy for a few days tomorrow with my wife. Because it's her, she won't please me for saying it, it's her 50th birthday, and I wanted to take her somewhere special. So we're going to the Lake Como in the wonderful Italian part of Switzerland called Lugano. So we're going there for a few days and then coming back and then spend a bit more time with our rescue dogs, because we keep rescue dogs. And then I come to America.
Well, that's great. By the way, I love the rescue dogs. Rick, I gotta tell you this story. I had a rescue dog that I loved so much. He was 5 years old this summer. He ate one of those squeakers from a squeaky toy. He got it wrapped around his intestine. Yeah. We had emergency surgery a few weeks ago, but luckily, he's okay. He's fine right now.
Oh, that's good. Well, we've got two from Bosnia, from Sarajevo. They were in the wars. They were very badly treated, but they're just wonderfully lovely. One of them we saved. He literally had his leg hanging off, and he was wrapped in barbed wire. And but he's fantastic now. He's really lovely. And this one also might shock a few people. We've got a little Labrador, which we bought from China, where she was on the menu in a restaurant.
Oh, my. Well, yeah. Well, we heard a little bit about that kind of stuff in the States these days. Rick, thank you so much. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.